You are tuning into From Humble Beginnings, your podcast for helping you and empowering you to become a better entrepreneur. I just need to get this out of my chest. Today's show is going to be about Twitch. This is a really interesting topic. I'm a gamer, you know, and the modern era has completely changed video games, and I really want to take a stab at parents and be like, you guys have been discouraging your kids not to play video games and calling it stupid and loser for losers and nerds and geeks. Now all of a sudden you're in 2018 where actually video game is actually pretty cool, you know, and like the nerd culture is like hip and gaming is pretty cool and people see that they have a pretty cool lifestyle. All of a sudden video games and Twitch has completely changed the game field. I mean, just think about it. There are people making millions just playing video games. Now, I've been a gamer since I was really young. And I'm really good at games. And I feel like I just want to get started on Twitch. Like, I really want to. This is something I really, really want to do. And I might do it this morning. Well, right, I haven't slept yet, but like, I think when I wake up, I'm gonna like do a Twitch stream or something like that. I don't know. I need to fit it in somehow. Maybe like every weekend. I think like every weekend, like Sunday or like Saturday is good. Not in the weekdays, because the weekdays is a bit too hectic. Maybe I'll have a show. Yes! You know what? I should start scheduling all my shows and everything like that. Like, really. I should start being really consistent with everything. So for Twitch, for example, I'm going to Sunday. When do kids mainly play video games? Saturday night? Yeah, I'm sure Saturday night. I think Saturday night would be good. Saturday at 7 p.m. Because Sunday evening is when they gotta go to class the next day. So like, you know, Saturday evening and Friday evening is usually when kids are having a lot of fun. So perhaps I'll stream those 2 days. Friday evening and Saturday evening. Every Friday evening at like, I don't know, like 9 p.m. or like 8 p.m. or something like that. Or no, maybe I'll do Saturday morning or like Saturday afternoon at like 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. I'm gonna basically find peak hours. So I'm gonna search for the Twitch peak hours. When are most people on Twitch? And basically every single week do that. I think this is amazing marketing. Like, I'm building my own personal brand here. I suggest all you guys do the same thing. I'm just gonna use my name as my username. You know, like I used to have the handle North Weapon, which was my video gaming handle, and I got pretty popular in my community, but now I want to actually promote my personal brand, you know, and perhaps I could get some of these people into some of my entrepreneurial content. Like, video games would be the initial gateway drug to get to entrepreneurship and all my other content. See, this is a really genius plan that a lot of you guys should consider. You should dabble into all these other different things using social media. You should use Twitch. You should use Musical.ly. You should use podcasts and Instagram and Snapchat. Everything. Just like, you create like an entire ecosystem around your personal brand, and whatever you touch turns into gold eventually, because people just respect you as a brand. So whatever you touch, whatever you do, whatever you sponsor, whatever company you join, whatever you try to sell, usually makes a good amount or is successful simply because of who you are. So what I'm trying to do, I'm going to start, you know, playing games every week. Can't wait. I haven't played games in forever. It's so freaking exciting. Oh, God. I think every week I'm going to try like a new game or something. I think I'm going to do that. Every week I'm going to try a new game. I have no idea. Or maybe I'll choose what's really popular and just hop in. Yeah, I'll choose, I don't know. Or maybe I'll choose some game I like. Probably choose something I really like and that's semi-popular or at least pretty popular. I'm just so excited. I'm into video games. I'm a video game developer, so, you know, I'm working on a 5v5 real-time strategy game. It's called Krieg. The company is called Krieg Studios. I still have yet to put it up on Steam. Needs a lot more work. But I made some good progress. I think being in touch with the Twitch community is going to be good in the long run. So I'm just so excited. Like, I am so excited to have an excuse to play video games. Like, I'm trying to build my personal brand so Twitch works and, like, video games are fun and, like, it's a really great way to, like, engage with my community and start gaining audience, like, you know, gamers. I'm a gamer myself. And it's not too late. It's not too late for me to start a popular gaming channel. It'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting. So, now I'm just wondering, are people going to be turned off that I'm doing all sorts of things? Like, I'm getting into gaming and I'm doing, you know, like entrepreneurship as well. How's that gonna work? Like, I imagine like a gaming channel like PewDiePie, like he's only doing games, but eventually he like branched out to other things as well. Whatever. I mean, I'm not gonna make a gaming channel because I just don't have the time. I don't want to make a gaming channel, but I want to have a pretty popular channel that has a pretty popular Twitch channel, basically. And, you know, people, and I'll upload a lot of these streams on YouTube for people to watch, and I'll commentate on these video games as well. Man, I'm just so excited. Like, I want to make more content. I'm a content creator. I remember when I was, I think 18, 19, 20 years old, you know, I was in New York University. I labeled myself as content creator in the beginning. Like, I used to upload YouTube videos of me playing video games. It was really, really fun. Tremendously fun to have a community. Tremendously fun. Really, really exciting. I want to do the same yet again. I really like engaging with my fans. I really like creating content. And I think I finally discovered exactly what I wanted to do. I find it really coincidental that right now is when New York University, when I would have graduated. And I feel like I graduated here in terms of my understanding of who I want to be and what I want to do. I think, along with all my peers who are in the same year as me, graduating from New York University, I'm graduating mentally. I'm graduating in my entrepreneurial dreams. Like, I've discovered what I really, really want. So I thought I was a software engineer, but like, something didn't spark. It doesn't interest me that much. Like, I like software engineering because it allows me to make things. And I like making games and stuff, but like, software engineering just for the sake of software engineering doesn't seem that appealing to me. I like software engineering for the sake of getting people excited and like, you know, making people's lives easier. So it's interesting how all this will play out in the future. But like, man, I am very grateful for all you guys listening. You're my beloved audience, my beloved followers and listeners. I really, really appreciate and I'm grateful for every single second you spend listening to me. This is me just planning and strategizing. I'm gonna hit Twitch with a badass stream pretty soon. So like, and I really want to rub it on some of my cousins' faces, not in a negative way, in a positive way, because two of my cousins, they want to do streaming, but they never got to it, or they didn't believe in themselves. One of them tried, but then they ended up not doing it. Now, I want to show them, like, look, I can do it, you can do it as well. It's more like encouragement to them. Like, look, man, I'm doing this on my freaking spare time. Like, it's like a portion of my spare time. Like, if I can do it, you can do it. Now, how am I going to become a popular streamer? See, I have learned marketing a lot. And I think I have a very good shot at being a popular streamer from the get-go. So I'm gonna be paying, I'm gonna be putting in real money into a lot of stuff. For example, I'm gonna go on Fiverr.com. I'm gonna hire a logo designer to make my iconic logo for my character. On Twitch, like I'll have my own avatar, right? Like you'll probably look like me or something like that. Or maybe it'll be like something a little different. I don't know. Maybe something a little creative. I'll hire some designers, graphic designers, to make some pictures for me. Then I'll add the content on my like put in some good copy on my description, who I am, put an Instagram, Twitter, everything. Also, from all my social media platforms, I'm gonna link them to my Twitch, and let everybody know that every single week at Saturdays at 1 p.m. or whatever, I'm gonna be online streaming. It'll be exciting, man. So many ideas, so many ideas. I can't sleep. It's 2:17 a.m. This is how you know you've hit something. You've hit a mine. You've hit the lottery, the jackpot. I think I finally did. I'm so energetic right now. When I'm working my 9 to 5, I'm like dead. But like when I'm home and when I'm just like being creative and just being who I am, it's freaking amazing. I want you guys to get a taste of this. Do this. Do. Figure out what you want and just do. Doing is so important. The do is so important. So important. Just get on it. If you want to do something, just do it. Forget about planning. Just do it, man. Just do it. I started off this podcasting, not even. I literally just took out my phone, downloaded Anchor. Which is a really cool application, by the way, and just started recording. I didn't know what I was going to talk about. I had a general understanding, but the first episode doesn't need to be the best. It's getting better. I made a pretty good episode, last episode. I'm really proud of it. I feel like it'll help you guys. It'll help you guys tremendously. Encouraging everybody and just showing you guys, the struggles. The struggles, man. So many struggles. So yes, this is my Twitch domination plan. I hope you guys steal some of my ideas. I encourage you to. Everything I say, it's for you guys. It's for you guys to grow, learn. We're a team here, okay? You and I, we're a team. I'm here to help you. I'm here to be your mentor. I'm also here to listen to you guys. Some other things about Twitch, some Twitch strategies. Okay, so consistency is really important, okay? Never miss an event. So I'm gonna have a very, very consistent show. It'll be called Syed Plays Twitch. Yeah, it'll just be simple as that, Syed Plays Twitch. Every single day. And then it'll be like a hyphen, and then it'll just say the game I'm playing, or I don't know. Maybe it'll just be called Syed Plays Twitch, yep. Like. Or maybe it'll be called Let's Play with Syed. It'll be something. And probably choose a game according to what my fans, I'll put a poll up saying what fans want me to play, and I'll just play it, buy the game and play it. Man, this is why, like, you know, having some initial capital really helps. And this is where I'm grateful for my 9-to-5, because I have money to spend on all these endeavors. It's really important. I think a 9-to-5 is a good way to start. I mean, like, of course, you know, easy money. Then start building out your businesses, and hopefully you can quit your 9-to-5 and your day job and start doing your own stuff full time. So Twitch can make you like a little bit of money. You know, that's not the reason why I want to do Twitch. I'll make like, you know, some chum change from advertisement, but like, I really just want to have fun, and I want to entertain others. I want to impact other people's lives in positive ways, be in touch with the gaming community, go back to my gaming roots. Back to my gaming roots, how it all started, playing Halo back in the days. Maybe I'll play Halo, maybe I'll play Halo Wars, I don't know. It'll be fun. Oh, and another thing, I want to actually get good at games. Like, I'll probably study how to get good at games. So like, in my Twitch streams. So like, a lot of gamers, they play for fun, right? Like, I play competitively. So what I'll probably do is, before I start a game, I'll probably like really, really study it. Study it, like, you know, watch, like, take a course or freaking watch some YouTube videos of some guy like actually teaching you like exactly like what is the best way to play the game, and I'll just try it. It'll be fun. It'll be really exciting. So many ideas. But yeah, I'm gonna be paying for marketing. So I'll probably promote myself on Twitch, so that I try to get on, you know, the first page, and people like hit my stream. I get followers that way, you know, people subscribe, and it'll be exciting. I'll do it every weekend. I'll try to be fun. Not sure what I can do. I'll probably just try to be myself, you know, and encourage people. What if I play games and I'm just like, you know, trying to help people with their lives? What if I just have like deep conversations? You know what? That's not a bad idea. I'll be like the local entrepreneur in Twitch. Like, you come to my channel and have fun and joke around, screw around, but we talk about serious shit, you know? Like, I don't know. That sounds pretty entertaining to me. Like, you know, a lot of these kids are like, I want to start a Twitch channel. Like, how do you do it? I'm going to be the one encouraging all these kids to start Twitch channels. That's what I'm going to do. Hell yes. I just came up with another idea. This is what I mean. This is why I can't sleep. I can't sleep because my ideas keep on coming. I'm going to help these kids start their Twitch streams. I'm going to encourage them. I'm going to show them how it's done through example, because that's what I'm about. I don't want to just preach. It's creepy when people preach and they're not actually doing it. I want to be there doing it. I want to show you guys. Like, I'm not just words. I'm doing it. I'm in the trench. I'm working my butt off every single day. I ain't taking breaks. It's freaking 2:24 a.m. in the morning. I still haven't even barely got any breaks. I don't even think you consider anything I did today a break. Everything was like for something really, really important. Like, it was talking to my fiance, or it was working on my Amazon business, or I was taking a video course on Amazon, and you know, right now it's like 2:30 a.m. and I'm trying to upload more to my audience. The folks who are hungry for more. I wanna. Sorry about that plastic bag. I wanna help you guys and give you guys content, entertain you, motivate you, encourage you, you know, be a mentor for you. show you how it's done. So I want to do by example. So that's one of my, you know, mottos for this, for my content and my brand in general, or everything that I'm doing. I think action is really, really important. Everything I do, I'm not gonna preach until I actually do it. You know, I'm not a millionaire yet. I want to be. I really, really badly want to be. I have to be. And it's not even because I really, really need money. It's just I want to help my parents financially, and it's not for me. Like, I'm not that materialistic. You know, I'm not into buying cars or any of that stuff. I just really want to help my parents out, like, pay off their debt, you know? You know what I mean? Like, you know, I help my, help all these people in my life. Just help them financially, you know? Just, also, I need finances too. So the reason why I have finances, I mean, need finances or have a passion for accumulating wealth is because it's freedom. Money is freedom. And money is leverage. For example, this Twitch thing I was just talking about, like, if I just put in money into, like, marketing, duh, obviously I'm gonna get, like, 1 million subscribers. If I put in a lot of money, yes. Have you ever heard of a guy putting $100,000 into into promoting himself on Twitch? Guess what? That's gonna be me. That's gonna be me promoting myself. I'm gonna be going ham, spending a lot of money on marketing and all that, just everything. And see, when you expose yourself to everybody, you have so many points of contact, and you have so many things you can do. When you have like a personal brand, when you have like an ecosystem, you can do anything. Start a company. People are gonna like the company because you did it. Sell something. People might hear about it and they might join it just because you're, you know, they're following you on social media and stuff. Like, I'm not too into just, like, you know, trying to promote myself and get people like buy my shit. I'm gonna give most of my content free, like. Maybe once in a while, I'll make an application or I'll make a game or something and just be like, hey guys, if you like my game, if you like my app. But yeah, I'm all about free content. This is exciting, exciting days. I think I really found out what I really wanted to do in life. It's make content, man. Make content. I just want to make content. That's what I want to do. There's other things I want to do, but, like, making content is really important. Like, I want to engage with the community. I want to start freaking uploading a lot of content. Like, a lot. I'm gonna hire a video makers, other marketers. I'm gonna hire them eventually. Once I have the capital to start paying employees. I don't know what I'm going to call my company. It'll be fun, though. It'll be exciting. It's a really exciting journey. I'm grateful to... I'm grateful to experience this with all you guys, my audience. If you have any feedback for what I've been saying, or... If you like what I'm saying, if you don't like what I'm saying, just let me know. I'll make sure to address it. I hope what I have to say helps you. I know this one is more has been me rambling. Because this is more of like my brainstorming session. Just so you guys know, it's more of like a brainstorming session episode right here. It's just me strategizing and walking around the room and just thinking of... things to do. So this isn't exactly formatted, but I'm hoping you guys could take some of my ideas, and I'm telling you these things just to plan for the future. I need to get going on this. All right, how about this? When do I? All right, I'll get on Twitch. You know what? I'm gonna get on Twitch right now. I'm gonna do some Twitch research right now, right this second. I'm gonna start doing as I preach. You know what I mean? Like I don't wanna just talk.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.